Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a penny and three quarters at 347, May wheat up 11 and a quarter at 580 and a half, and May beans up 2 3/4 cents at 883. The dollar is up about 30-40 ticks here, but still back under 100, which is a little bit positive. We've broken the dollar better part of 4 cents here in the week, so that's certainly helpful. Crude oil is down 72 a barrel, trading at 21.87, so that's a little bit negative for the grains as well. We did sell 162,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico, 114,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. That's most likely China, so that could be a little helpful here this morning. I think the big news is that corn's going to be a battle between ethanol versus Chinese demand out here. How much do the Chinese want to buy of DDGs? How much do they want to buy of corn itself? How much meal do they want to buy? So hopefully we'll see some pretty good demand there. The Argentinians say that their production is down maybe about 2 million metric tons. So again, all that's a little bit helpful out here. The talk is that the Argentinians and the South and the Brazilians may be holding grain on farm because they're worried about their truckers and workers getting coronavirus. It's certainly expanding down in South America, so that could present some logistical problems, and it may turn the world to the U.S. for more soybeans and wheat. Hopefully we'll see that happen in the next week or two. The bean market, we're trying to hold our own out here with the South Americans holding bushels. That could be friendly. The dollar breaking is a little bit friendly here. The crude oil is the one, thing that's a problem out here. But meal demand has been very strong. If the meal comes back, that'll be a big positive. There's a lot of resistance in the meal at 340 on the May contract. A lot of resistance in the May beans at $8.98 to $9. So hopefully we can get up to those prices. We'll look to make some more cash sales if we get there. Really don't see much else. Stock market looks to open up about 800 lower. I think I mentioned that. So that's not helpful, but hopefully we'll turn a corner and see it turn higher yet. The volatility in the Dow has been incredible. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.